Dr. Steve Triesenberg with us. Every month we get interview guests on behalf of our Van Andel Institute doing great things on the Hill. And of course, we all know that the community knows that the Institute does great groundbreaking research in cancer and Parkinson's disease. But do we know that the Institute also has a graduate school? So good morning to Dr. Steve Triesenberg formally.
Good morning, Shelley. Happy to be here with you.
What kind of degree does the graduate school offer?
We recruit students to a PhD program in molecular and cellular biology. Our mission is to develop the next generation of biomedical research leaders. And so our students earn that degree by learning to perform and to lead research in cancer and Parkinson's disease.
Tell me again about your background.
I'm a molecular biologist by training. I have a PhD from the University of Michigan. I was on the faculty at Michigan State for about 20 years and have been with the Van Andel Institute since 2006.
Okay. So how big is the Van Andel Institute Graduate School now?
We have 28 students enrolled now. Each entering class brings 6 or 7 students in. It typically takes about 5 years for a student to complete our PhD. Our first students enrolled in 2007, graduated in 2012. We now have 19 alumni.
And where are classes being held?
At the Van Andel Institute. They take classes in our school, in our building, and they do their research under the direction of the Van Andel Research Institute scientists.
Is it competitive to get in?
It is. We're now in that recruiting process. We've received about 70 applications. We hope to find 9 students to join our program from that.
And again, the carrot on the stick is my PhD, correct?
That's correct.
What jobs do they pursue when they are degreed?
About half of our graduates go on to postdoctoral positions. That's analogous to the residency that medical students do after they finish medical school. Some of our graduates go directly into professional positions in biotechnology or the pharmaceutical industry. A few go directly into faculty positions at colleges or universities.
I want to back up. You might have mentioned this again. What are the requirements actually for getting into your program?
We expect students to have at least a bachelor's degree and substantial experience in doing science of some kind. We want to know that they know what doing science is about, the joys and the frustrations, and we'd like to see that there's some evidence that they're good at it.
Yes. And is it, shall I say, it's a PhD program, so there's classwork, there's project work, there's community work. Can you tell me a little bit about the curriculum here?
There's some classwork, but in any discipline, one really earns a PhD not for passing classes, but for performing some original research in the field. And so for us, that means tackling some interesting and important problem in the cellular and molecular and genetic biology of human diseases, because the Van Andel Institute studies human diseases.
Getting an equal amount of men and women applying and entering?
We do. We have more women than men. About 65% of our students are women, and about half and half in the applicant pool this year.
Are you teaching classes?
I do. I lead one of the first classes that the students take when they come to us in the fall, and I also help to lead a laboratory leadership course for our more advanced students.
And do they present their, obviously there's a dissertation, to the public at all?
They do. Our students get a lot of speaking experience. There are a lot of different ways in which scientists need to communicate their work. Sometimes it's talking scientist to scientist, and so we use the technical language and the shorthand that scientists use. But it's also important that our students learn to communicate their work to the general public. One of the things that we'll practice next week with our first-year students is the elevator pitch. How do you explain in 45 seconds why your work matters to the particular individual you might be in the elevator with?
Why does your work matter, Dr. Steve Triesenberg?
Well, we know that we're going to have diseases to conquer for a long time to come. And so we need to keep raising the next generation of biomedical research leaders, people who will carry that effort forward when some of us now engaged in it will fade from the scene.
Thank you for that. The crystal ball, what do you see in the future of the Institute, this graduate school?
We're looking forward to getting bigger. in part because the number of faculty members have grown. Under the leadership of Peter Jones, who is our chief scientific officer, the number of scientists at the Institute has grown to about 35 people leading the research labs, leading the research teams. That might grow to as large as 40 over the next few years. Those faculty now would like to considerably expand the number of graduate students to maybe 80 or 90 over the next 4 or 5 years.
Well, I introduced Kendall to your left, interning here at WGVU, and I go back to you, Dr. Triesenberg. Kendall's broadcasting, right? Is that your degree?
Correct, yes. Yep.
Dr. Triesenberg might convince you to go for your PhD.
I know. I'm listening. I'm like, this is so interesting. I like it.
So I'm going to ask you what opportunities exist for current college students to get an internship at the Van Andel Research Institute, Steve.
Every summer, our labs welcome about 30 undergraduate students to our laboratories for a 10-week research internship. This is a paid experience in one of the Van Andel Research Institute laboratories. The application deadline is February 1st, and so this is a timely conversation for us. The application instructions for those internships are available at our website, which is very simple, vai.org.
And what kinds of work would the college interns perhaps get to do on-site?
They work right alongside our scientists, our graduate students, technicians in the laboratories, working on one of the projects that's underway in those labs. The students get to think and act like scientists. They're doing the experiments. They're discussing the results. They're presenting their work at the end, which is what scientists do all of the time. So it's a real immersion experience in being a scientist.
Imagine if you had an intern, you'd bring them to the WGVU Morning Show.
I could do that sometime. That would be a delight.
That'd be kind of cool. All right, Dr. Triesenberg, thank you. You're giving back. You're preparing those future scientists. Thank you very much for that. Tell me how to find out more information again.
The simplest way for more information is to go to our website, which is our abbreviated name, vai.org.
I'm going to ask you a really tough question. Who's your favorite superhero?
Boy, I'd have to think about that. The list is pretty long. Superman and Batman go way, way back, and so I'd have to go with one of them.
Great. Superheroes are coming in right after you, so thanks for
We saw some of them in the hallway. Impressive.
Thanks, Dr. Triesenberg. Take care of this, you, the dean of Van Andel Institute Graduate School.